Blog Talk Radio. Good morning and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is Minister Sadie Elliott. I am so glad and elated that you have stopped by this site today and tuned in to hear what the news we have from the Lord today. We have a wonderful topic today. We also have guests that's going to be coming on the air in a few minutes, and I want to tell my guests in advance, thank you for coming on. They were on as soon as I tuned in. But before we start off with our program today, God is just so good. He is a wonderful God. And today, oh, gracious Father, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for starting us on our way. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your outstretched hands to us. Because, God, you are so worthy. You alone are worthy, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for everyone that will tune in to Joy and Peace today, dear Heavenly Father. It's all about you. It's not about Sadie, but it's all about you, Lord. We give you all the glory and all the honor today. Bless each and every person that will listen in to this broadcast today, dear Heavenly Father. Meet them at their needs, whatever their needs may be today, Lord. I ask you to come in and meet them at their needs. We want to give you praise and honor for it, Lord, in advance. And Jesus, precious, holy, and divine will. Amen, and thank God. Well, today our excited topic is coming from the Word of God, and the title is Accomplishment. Something that many really don't even think about, things that they do, that they accomplish, or people are telling them or show them things that they have did in life and what they have accomplished. And during this Christian journey, you don't want to go through life just being sitting on the banks but not doing anything while you're sitting on the bank. You want to leave a footprint in the sand. You want to know some accomplishments that you have in this earthly realm that you have helped someone along the way. And our main scripture for today is coming from Isaiah, the 25th chapter and the very first verse. And it reads, as, O Lord, the word of God says, first of all, not say it, but the word of God says, O Lord, I will honor and praise your name, for you are my God. You do such wonderful things. You planned them long ago, and now you have accomplished them. Here they talk about God has planned before he a good model for us to follow. God have already given us the blueprint on what he wants to do. But, you know, we take the ball and run. We come up with our own blueprint on what God wants us to do. But we have to just wait and let God give us the blueprint. Because when we follow his blueprint for the accomplishment that we would enter in our life, it's going to work out just right. And as I was reading this, but oh Lord, I have honored and praised your name. Here, it was speaking about Isaiah honored and praised God because he realized that God completed his plan as promised. God also fulfilled his promise to you and I. Think of the prayers he have answered for us. Just go back in your mind and think about all the prayers that you have sent up before God, and you have seen him come to fruition, and praise him for his goodness and his faithfulness on the prayers, the things that he has, and you can see your accomplishment. And right now, I'm going to stop a while and tune in to my guests that I have that have tuned in on the air. Good morning, caller. You're now on the air. How are you doing this morning? Good morning.
Amen. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed, blessed in the Lord, and just thanking God that you are tuned in to us today, because I know you have a lot to say from the Lord on this topic this morning. I'm going to hush up a few minutes and let you say a few things.
Well, God, to God be the glory, and I thank God for you and everything that you're doing in the ministry. And I really hope people really understand what you're saying to them and what the Lord is saying to them, because we're not saying anything that he's not saying.
Mm-hmm.
I think so many times the people just look at us in general, and the word comes from us. No, the word comes from God to us.
Yeah.
You know, if it wasn't for him speaking to us, you couldn't get a word from us because there would be no word to receive.
Yes.
And so many people don't understand that. And, yeah, there are a lot of people out there speaking and saying and doing all this other stuff, but not everything is coming from the Father. So when you can get a message like what you're preaching this morning, it's refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you really get a word from the Lord and what he really wants us to know. And so many times, like you were just saying, we are doing our own plan.
Mm-hmm.
There was a story that God gave me that I said on the broadcast that I did previously just a few days ago. And it was, it talked about the good person. And there's so many of us that are out there doing what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Jesus said, "Why callest thou me good? The only one that's good is God."
Mm-hmm.
So we're always out there following our own plan, playing our own game. And he's saying, "Wait a minute, I have plans right here for you to mm-hmm. accomplish. I have assignments for you. I have tasks for you to do, but you're on your own playing field."
Mm, yeah.
I said, "I have a plan over here," and you said, "Yeah, that's great, God, but I don't really like that plan. This is the plan that I have, so I'm going to run with this ball over here because mm-hmm. this is the plan that I actually like. I don't really like the plan that you have. I don't really like, you know, the instructions and the assignment. I don't really like, you know, the things that I'm going to have to do if I follow your plan, so I'm just going to follow my own." That's mm-hmm. what we say to him.
Yes, yes. That is so true. And, you know, as you were saying, I was thinking also that we as a whole, as men and women of God that's listening today, we, when you think about it, we accomplish many things each day. And if you think about it, most of them are mundane and lacking any eternal significance. When you think about it as a course of a day, we have little tablets where they say things to do today or things we want to do today. And when you check your list to see, did you actually accomplish those things or did God rearrange your schedule? Do you ever get up in the morning and say, "God, what it is that you would have me to do today?" Or do you get up running with the ball? "I want to do this, 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 that, 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 that." But had you ever thought about, "Lord, you have a purpose for me today. It's something you want me to accomplish today." And, you know, the real struggle with us come in knowing how much we should try to accomplish and deal with the feelings of frustration and inferior when we don't accomplish what we hope to, or when we don't achieve the level of accomplishment that others do. No, we look at others to see what they have accomplished. But did we, and I use that little word but loosely, because did we do what God tell us to do? First, we have to look within ourselves. Take that looking glass and say, am I doing what God has given me? Am I staying in my lane, or I'm trying to jump to somebody else's lane? God didn't give you something somebody else had. The things that I have, Pastor Tabitha is doing something else God have her own. We'll come to the same common goal of the word of God, but today he may have her on feeding the hungry. Tomorrow he may have me doing something totally different. So I can't jump on the bandwagon just because Pastor Tabitha was doing that today. I got to follow the instruction of God to stay within the plan to get the accomplishment done. And, you know, what we hope to do, or when we don't achieve the level of accomplishments that others do, there's no reward, no promotion, no great victory. But does that mean we have failed? No. The Bible mentioned many physical accomplishments, but it also highlights spiritual accomplishment, which we so often overlook. The first accomplishment we should have is an active prayer life. How many of you all listening today have an active prayer life, that you go into your secret closet and just turn everything over to Jesus? Just lay prostrate before him and pray. You know, when you think about it, Christian maturity is telling a neighbor about your church, a moral victory over temptation, a tender word of encouragement, even to a child. There are kinds of accomplishment that need to take priority in our life. We have to know what accomplishment God has in store for us to do. And only way we're going to know that, we got to seek him diligently and by prayer. We have to have the right perspective about accomplishment. And my first chapter is Ecclesiastes, the 12th and the 13th. And here I just give you a brief. You can read it in your spare time, Ecclesiastes 12 and 13. It's saying, here is my final conclusion. Fear God and obey his commandment. For this is the duty of every person. You know, other words, it's telling you, obeying God is a life's greatest accomplishment. When you obey God, that is your greatest accomplishment. Pastor Behrens, you want to add something on to what you were saying? And, you know, as we go, we're listening, you know, accomplishments are multiplied through teamwork. You know, even on your job, you all that are still working or even working in your church, you know, sometimes teamwork, you can get more. You know, when you think about it, two people can accomplish more than twice as much as one. They get a better return for their labor. You know, when you're doing something, you know, if it's a job for two people or three, just ask for some assistance. If somebody hadn't come around, just ask for someone to help you, because you can get that job accomplished a little bit sooner, a little bit faster, if you had help. And, you know, when you think about it, it's impossible for one person to play a dual or trio role, you know. It is hard to play football or soccer without a teamwork. It's the same way as basketball, and I was just using them for example. You know, it's hard to have a happy marriage if any one mate work at it, but the other one don't. How encouragement to note that two people can actually do more than twice as much as one, as long as they are pulling in the same direction. And that is so true. even in marriage, you know, one doing all the giving, one doing all the taking. Let's put that together where you become one, that you're working on one common goal, but you're working together. You're not working against each other. You're not, you know, kicking at the prick. You're trying to stay within the bounds of what God has given you. And has Pastor Barris come back to the line? She may want to say something. And when you think about accomplishment, comes with good planning. That means you have to plan out what you're going to do so you can execute it. You know you're going to the store. I'm using that for example. And so you're going to write your grocery list before you get to the store. If you have coupons on Double Day, you're going to take your coupons with you. You know, you going by what you have and you accomplishing the task. So when you get back home, you can say, well, you can scratch that off your list. Well, I accomplished this today. I was going to go to the store. I was going to use these coupons. This is the products I was buying. You accomplished that task that day. If you were going to the church to pray for 9, you're going to end up at the church at 9. You're going to pray. When you come home, you look at your list, your to-do list, I'm saying, the one you have made up. But when you look at the list God give you, he may scratch 4 things off of your list that day and put 4 more on or 3 more on that he feel you need to accomplish that day. That's accomplishment. That's sticking with the plan that God have given to you. You know, and as you know, accomplishment is just not the fruit of hard work. You're going to say, is there something else to it? Yes. Go to Romans 1:17. And it's telling you about this good news tell us how good and how God make us right in his sight. This is accomplished from start to finish by faith. And as the scriptures say, it is through faith that a righteous person has life. Who is Pastor Barris back on?
I'm here.
Okay.
I got cut off. I thought I was talking to you.
Yeah, because I kept saying, I could see you on my switchboard, but I wasn't hearing the thing.
I thought I was talking.
Go right ahead, baby. Just go right ahead, because I thought you wanted to come on. I don't know what happened. The enemy don't want us to get this across this morning.
He doesn't. He's trying to distract us. But,
yes,
you know,
yes.
What he doesn't understand is no matter what he do, we're going to keep coming.
That's right. We're going to keep coming back.
We have the glory. We have the victory. God's going to get the glory out of what we're saying.
Yes.
And it's going to happen. You remember when he tried to kill Jesus, you know, so that Jesus couldn't accomplish his mission, and he tried to kill Moses so that Moses couldn't accomplish his mission, but it still happened.
Yeah.
He can't defeat us. We're going to keep coming, and we're going to keep pushing, we're going to keep pressing, we're going to get the work of the Lord done. So God be the glory for everything that's happening, and he has no victory.
That's right. That's right.
But what I was saying was, so many times, you know, because we're so wrapped up in the us, we don't see the him in the equation.
Yes.
We don't see that he wants us to have an expected end. You know, he says he knows the thoughts and the plans that he has for us. But if we won't get on board, we can't have that lifestyle. We can't live that life. We all say, oh, I want to live a life of luxury. I want to have this and I want to have that. And he says, okay, great. Well, then do the things I told you to do, and you'll have all those things you want. But you won't do those things because you have your own plan. And the plan that you have won't get you what you want. Because I'm not going to honor that plan because I didn't design that plan. I want obedience.
Yes,
I want sacrifice, and not with animals, but with your body. I want you to sacrifice the things that you do daily. If you would normally curse someone out because of whatever they say to you, then sacrifice and don't. If you would normally smoke some cigarettes, then sacrifice and don't. If you would normally go to the club, then sacrifice and don't. If you would normally hit your wife, then sacrifice and don't.
All right.
But we won't do that. We keep going, oh, well, you know, I want this and I want that, Lord, and bless me and deliver me and uphold me. And he keeps going, I want something from you, too. This is not a take relationship here.
All right.
I want you to give something too, but you don't want to give. You just want to take.
Mm.
More, Lord, more, Lord, more. He's going, well, why didn't you give me what I first asked you for?
Ah, yes, yes.
But you expect me to give you more.
Ah. Mm.
And he doesn't operate like that, and that's our problem.
Yes, yes.
We don't want to hear him. We want him to hear us.
Ah, that's right. And we won't stay still long enough to hear what he's saying.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm.
And not understanding that the people that we have around us are either working for us or against us.
All
the
right.
Law, the Bible, it either works for you or it works against you. If you're doing the right things, it's working for you. If you're not doing the right things, it's working against you. It's that simple. There is no complex system to it. Do the right thing, get the right results. Do the wrong thing, get the wrong results.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he keeps saying to us, but we keep going, oh, no, that's not the right way.
Uh-huh.
And he's going, oh, yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to follow the plan. We keep going,
that's
no, I'm going to make a detour right here.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, no, follow the road. No, that's not the right road. I'm going to make a right here, and then I'm going to follow it out 2 blocks down, mm-hmm. and I'm going to make a left. And then I'm going to go 2 blocks down more, and I'm going to make another right. And you keep going, I told you to follow the road straight out. But you keep making detours.
Mm.
There are no detours on this map.
No, Lord.
But you keep making them.
Mm.
And we don't get it.
Yes, right. Ooh, gee. You know, and as we were, you know, was saying, when you got cut off, you know, getting ready for heaven, prepare for eternity in God's heavenly home, and not accomplished by any work we do, but simply by faith.
Amen.
Believing that Jesus Christ died for our sins so that we won't have to. Salvation.
Right.
Ooh, this is the greatest accomplishment, is salvation.
Yes, ma'am.
Ooh, I mean, you know, as I was reading in Philippians, I jumped to Philippians 3, 4, and 6, and it was saying, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if in other men think that he has whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews as touching the law, the Pharisee. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteous, which is in the law, blameless. And here it's telling about you cannot, with accomplishment, it cannot earn salvation.
That's right.
You know, all the accomplishments, all the accolades, you got all the papers on the wall, every college you've been, every divinity you've been to. That's accomplishment you did for yourself, the people. That's not earning you salvation in the kingdom.
Amen. Amen.
And, you know, people got to realize it's good to go to school. It's good to, I don't have nothing against that. But we better have J-O-D our heart, God, period. We going to have to know Jesus for ourselves, because one day everything is going to burn up, all them accolades, all them sheepskins on the wall, all them, you know, frames with this diploma and that diploma. But when you out ministering to people, you don't have them diplomas with you.
Yes, ma'am.
You don't have this, you know, all this. You got to pull up the word of God from the pit of your belly, from your head. You got to say, this is what God say for your problem right now. You need to go to the word. I'm reminded. You just say, I'm reminded. This is what he told me. This is what he did for me. And surely I know he did it for me. He can do it for you. You're showing that. That's some accomplishment, because if God did it for you, he's going to turn around and do it for the next fella. But we got to know that we know this word.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people, I was listening to someone yesterday was talking about nobody ever. They have, just like we just saying, accomplishment. And all these accolades, they've been to college, they got this doctorate, they got this degree, and they got that degree, and nobody wouldn't give them a position in the church. You don't, when you working for God, you ain't looking for a position. You're doing what God said do. God may tell you, to go down and feed some horses for a whole week. God got you on that assignment.
That's right.
That ain't had nothing to do with what was happening in the church, because the work we need to do is out here on the field.
Amen.
It's time for us to get off the pews, get up, go out, and start doing. We say, when we told God, yes, we raised our hands to God and our mouth. We give
yes.
the preacher our hand. But for the accomplishment,
yes.
are we really doing what God have called us to do? If God have
yes.
called you to pastor, get up and pastor. If God
yes.
told you to be an evangelist, get up and evangelize. If he
yes.
told you to be a teacher, be a teacher.
Yes.
You get up and do what God told you to do. And if he told you to go out and feed the people, clothe them, do that. Visit those in prison, do that. But that's where your accomplishment come from. It's doing what God have told you to do. And, you know, a lot
Amen.
Of people have it twisted. They want to
yes,
do what
do.
The people told them to do.
Oh.
You know, because your voice is strong and you raise up your leg or you throw your arm up and, oh, she
yes.
a preacher, he a preacher. That ain't it. You know
that's
what
right.
God have called you to do. And, you know, that's where your accomplishment come from, is God, not the people, not trying to have every win and doctrine, but doing what God say, because one day we may not have the Bible the way the world is going now. We don't know. We could go from the Bible and Revelation and what the Word of God say, but it's a lot of things happening right now. People never dreamed possible would happen. So where's all them accolades and all them accomplishments you done? You may need to go to the nursing home because you don't have a piece of paper on the wall say you trained to go to the nursing home. You need to be at the nursing home. So we have to get up and do what God said. That's our accomplishment. And, you know, as I was going through, I was reading in 1 Corinthians. And it was saying, what makes you better than anyone else? What do you have that God doesn't have
Amen.
Or haven't given you? And if all you have is from God, why boasting as though you have accomplished something on your own? Hey, you know, when I read that, you can't boast enough, because if it had not been for God, on your side, you could not do one single thing. When you woke up this morning, God put breath in your body.
Yes.
You got to, he give you activity of your limbs where you could raise the window, open your door, where you had strength to see how beautiful the day was, even if it's raining, and what some parts of the country, if it's snowing, God still gave you that ability. He was the one give you that to account. It was not your own. You didn't do that on y'all, so you can't take credit or confidence for something that God have done.
Amen.
Ooh, I mean, you know, go ahead, Pastor Barris.
I'm just basking in God's presence. I mean, it's the presence of the Lord is such an awesome, magnificent, wonderful thing to just hear God just, you know, talking to us and speaking to us and instructing us. I mean, it's beautiful. People don't really understand it, but it's amazing. We got to really get more of God and less of us.
That's right. We got to let the flesh die. She's a daily. And in Ecclesiastes 1 and 1 through 11, it was saying, I'm going to turn to it. The word of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem, vanity of vanity, said the preacher, vanity of vanity, all is vanity. And 3, what profit had a man of all his labor which he taketh under the sun? One generation passed away, and another generation come. But the earth abides forever. That means the earth is still the same. Generation
Amen.
Come and generation go. The sun also arises and the sun goes down and hasten to his place where he arose. The wind goes forward. The south turns about into the north. It's whirled about continuously, and the wind returns again according to his circuit. And verse 7 says, all the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. That's God. Unto the places from which the river come, tenth, they return again. All things are full of labor. Man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ears fill with hearing.
Amen.
The thing that has been is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. Did y'all hear that? There is no new thing under the sun. The things you see now, things have passed already. We may be seeing them, but it's nothing new under the sun. Is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new. It has been already of old time, which was before us. There is no remembrance of former things, neither shall there be any remembrance of things that are to come with those that shall come after. And here they're talking about don't look for the meaning in accomplishment. You know, it evaporates quickly.
Yes.
We got to look to God for everything. We can't do nothing on our own. And, you know, we can't just, you know, look at the physical accomplishment. We got to highlight our spiritual accomplishment. What have I did for Christ today that God is pleased? In the course of a day, you can do 10 or 15 things. And when it boils down to it, did you do any of them for Christ, in Christ's name? Was Christ at the center of them? Or it was just a whole bunch of things you wanted to do and get done. But was Christ really involved in it? Go ahead, Pastor Verence.
Oh, my God. I'm just overwhelmed with the presence of the Lord. I mean, it's just, it's amazing. When God really just explains things to us and he lays them down in a simple format, it's not complex. God does not try to confuse us, and neither is he the author of confusion. And because he's not, he lays down the foundation. He lays down the principles. He tells us, okay, follow these directions, and you'll see this expected end. And it's such a beautiful thing when he does that, because he doesn't have to give us the plan.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have to show us anything. He doesn't owe us anything. He doesn't need us to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
He allows us to be a part of everything that he's doing, showing that he loves us, showing
mm-hmm.
that he's God, that he's the Father, that he cares for us, because he's always instructing us. He's always warning us. He tells us before we even get a spanking that the spanking is coming.
Mm-hmm.
He's such a loving God. We don't even begin to even think about how loving he is and how he wants us to accomplish great things and to do great things, because we can only see him in the light in which we really see ourselves. That's the problem.
Yeah.
We see him as we see ourselves. We see him as we see people we encounter every day. But he's not like any man, woman, or child you've ever met or ever known.
Yeah.
He's better than anybody.
Everybody that you've
ever met in your entire life. And the only thing that he wants from us is to have the life he wants, he designed for us.
Mm-hmm.
The life that he wants, the life that he designed, is a blessed life. It's no lack, it's no sickness, it's no disease, it's no plague, it's no starvation, it's no hunger, it's no pestilence. The life he wants for us is great. But the life we want for ourselves is all of that stuff that he don't want for us.
Mm-hmm.
But yet and still, we turn back around to him and go, okay, well, why am I living this life then? If this is not the life you wanted, why am I living it? He said, because you chose it. Because I keep telling you to choose life.
I keep
saying choose health. I keep saying choose blessing. I keep saying choose the life I want to give you. And you keep saying I'm not going to choose that life. Well, on the flip side of that, he said if you don't choose the life I'm talking about, then this is what you're choosing. Death, plague, sickness, war, all of these other things. And if we would just look at what he wants and see that he doesn't want it to control us, he wants it to bless us.
Yes.
Because that's his plan. Bless, 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 bless. Look at everything that God holds in his hand. It multiplies. It increases. Everything about God is multiplication. Everything about God is increase. He didn't put one animal on the earth. He didn't put one man on the earth.
That's right.
He didn't make one creation. He didn't make one sun and no moon. He made the moon and the sun.
All right.
He made the tree. He made the water. He made the look at, he is a God of multiplication. He's a God of abundance. He's a God of more than enough, but we are limited, so we try to limit him. He's limitless. We're limited. He wants us to become limitless, but we keep telling him he needs to be limited. No. I want you in this area, not in that area. I want to listen to this and do this and not that. I want to have this and have this and not that. And he keeps going. Okay, you can have that. But, there's a but.
Yeah.
If you have that, you can't have this. You can have that life now, but if you have that life, you can't have the life I designed for you. There's stipulations. There's rules here. If you have this life that you want, which is a fleshly, lusting, earthy, sensual, devilish, wicked abomination, then you cannot have life everlasting, eternal, and abundance. You can't.
That's right.
But we keep saying, okay, God, I want this life. And he keeps saying, okay, follow the directions. It's
That's simple.
If you want this, then do what it takes to get it. Just like in the promised land, when he said he was taking us to the promised land, he said, I'm going to give you all of this, a land that flows with milk and honey, the fruit so big, the trees so, everything was huge. Everything was multiplied. But what did we say? Well, wow, you said you were giving us the promised land, but there's people already living in it. You said that we were going to have this, but look, there's somebody else already enjoying it.
All right.
And you said, I never said you couldn't have it, but I never said it was going to be free either. I said you could have it. I didn't say it was going to be free.
Yeah.
I didn't say you weren't going to have to do any work, because if it was just free, if God gave us everything we wanted, whenever we wanted, however we wanted, we would never want him, ever, because we would have everything we want, which would exclude him.
All right, all right.
If he would have gave us the promised land with no fight, with no struggle, without having to do anything to receive it, we would not have appreciated what we had, because we would have expected it. We would have been entitled to it, and that's our problem. We got this sense of entitlement. He don't owe us nothing. He gave us everything. He gave us his only son to die. What else do you want? What do you? How can he owe you anything?
That is so true. And as you know, I was we have 7 minutes left. Ooh, this time it went by today. I should have increased my time today, because this is good. You know, I know some people that's probably listening to this show right now say, well, is it wrong to be proud of our accomplishment? No. You know, what makes you better than anyone else, but what do you have that God hasn't given you? And if you have, but all you have is from God. And why boast as though you have accomplished something on your own? You know, there's a healthy satisfaction of accomplishing that includes thanksgiving to God. You know, for he has done great things for you. But it is arrogant to think the deed was done all by ourselves. You know, we get to get pious and we get to be like we more than somebody else just because we finished this task, or we got a little degree, or we got little this accolade. But we cannot think of ourselves highly than others, because God is looking right down on us, you know. And, you know, you can't base your self-worth on accomplishment. So, you know, today's topic was a good topic on accomplishment, because you know, we go in the scriptures and we pull out different words or different things that try to enlighten you on some things just that you may be going through at this time. We want to be able to give the opportunity for someone today that may be hearing this program that don't even know the Lord. They may come just turned on their computer and said, I want to hear what does say the Lord today. And we want to be found talking about the word of God, letting someone know what does say the Lord. We don't know in the course of a day what somebody may need. But we know when we come on talking about God, is somebody going to receive it? Somebody that God had put on the air at that particular moment never may have been to the particular program. And this topic may have helped them. So today we have 4 minutes left. We want to say, if it's anybody that's listening in today that's unsaved, that want to be saved, we can lead you to Christ right on Blog Talk today. We don't want you to go around unsaved, wondering what you should do, which way you should go. And we're going to give you Romans 10:9, and it said that if thou shalt confess, we're asking you to confess today with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart that God has raised you from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And from what the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So today, we want to ask each and every person that's listening in, we hope that it was something said today on Blog Talk, on Joy and Peace Outreach, on accomplishment, and let you know we're not talking about bashing all you have done. But just remember, if it's dead, to the glory of God.
Amen.
And Minister Barry, you want to say something? We have 3 minutes left. We want to give God praise today.
Yes.
Oh, gee, because he's worthy. He is so worthy. Did you have anything else you want to add to it? Before we close our program off today, I want to say thank you so much. I hadn't heard from you in a while. Thank you so much for coming on the air, because it means much, as the word was saying, accomplishing. You know, we can accomplish more with two than we can one, because I may be thinking of one thing God giving me, and God could be giving you something else. But together, when we put our heads together and bring the word of God before what God is saying, you know, that is a blessing. That is a blessing that, you know, that God will do, and we know, you know, exactly what he's saying. We just thanking him. We thank him today, and I want to thank everybody that tuned in today until the broadcast, and we hope that you will be able to come again next week and tuned in with us, and we have a good topic for next week. I'm trying to pull my papers up right now to see what I will be talking about next week, because in the course of a day, like I was saying, I want to give God all the praise. I don't want flesh to come in at all. I want God take full control of whatever he have me to do. And right now he have me on Blog Talk. And until he move me to that next area, I want to be found doing and be there the exact thing he want me to do while I'm on Blog Talk. So I want to thank you again, Pastor Varian, for coming on, and may God richly bless you and your ministry as you go forth on birthing your church, because God is at the head of it. He will give you the location and everything that you need, and we're going to be praying and fasting for that for you.
Yes,
so we want to say thank you again, thank you again. And as we close off, Lord, we thank you for this time to share the word of God with each and every person that have tuned in. Lord, we give you praise. We give you honor today, dear Heavenly Father. We want to say thank you, dear Heavenly Father, because we could do nothing without you, dear Heavenly Father. We asking you to come in and bless every person that will tune into the broadcast today, dear Heavenly Father. Let it be something said that will help them along this Christian journey, dear Heavenly Father. Until next week, we want to tell each and every one of you, keep tuning in to Blog Talk, because we're going to get around to the topic you may want to hear. When God drops it in our spirit, We're going to come on with it. And until then, keep on listening. Keep on praying. And above all, keep on encouraging yourself. Bye-bye. Pastor Berrien?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, I'm cutting this off for here. Are you sure you want to end the show? A call to be dropped and you will not be able to call back in. Oh, it's put cancel. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
My time
in the call.
Oh, okay. Just you and I? Girl,
yes,
it, got, it done got so good, girl, and I find out we be on it sometime, that girl, it be done cut us off. We be steadily talking.
Yes, ma'am.
But God is so
it
good.
It was a blessed show today. I mean, I just really thank God for everything that he's doing in
yes.
our life and in the lives of everybody that we come in contact with, because that's what he's talking about when he says, some came forth with 30, some 60, some 100.
Uh-huh.
We got to bear fruit. And if we're in him, then we're supposed to be bearing fruit. And if what we do is not bearing fruit, then obviously we're not in him.
That's right. That
it doesn't matter
right.
how much fruit, but you're supposed to be bearing fruit.
That's
I mean, at
right.
least if you, even if we only have one person that ever listens to us, at least
mm-hmm.
there's one person there
that's
hearing
right.
him.
That's right.
You know,
and that's the person God has put in their spirit.
Ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
I've never heard that show before. And we may, that day is the day that they may get their breakthrough.
Yes, ma'am.
Ooh, Jesus.
And that's what's important. It's important that they get what they need. And that's why I'm so glad that you came out and you were talking about the different degrees and the
uh-huh.
accomplishments and the accolades and the gentleman that you were talking about
uh-huh.
that they wouldn't let in. And she has to understand, remember in the word says, if they heard me, they'll hear you.
Mm-hmm.
And if they won't hear you, it's because they didn't hear me.
Mm.
That's why they don't accept you, because
mm-hmm.
they're not accepting me. And if they
yes.
won't let me in, how can they let you in?
Yes, yes.
You know, we don't understand that
Ooh.
Sometimes. And what, you know, he should have thought of is, you know, he's looking without understanding. He's looking for acceptance from man.
Mm-hmm.
For them to accept him, for them to let him in. And God is saying to us, I accept you always, first and
yeah.
foremost. I'm the one that called you. They didn't call you. I
mm-hmm.
called you. You didn't call yourself either.
Mm-hmm.
I chose you. You didn't choose me, but I chose you. And we forget that.
Yeah.
And we go into the, you know, the doctrine of men and the tradition of the elders, and we go into doing all those things that he called us out of.
Mm-hmm.
And many times people forget, Jesus said, go out into the world, not out into the church.
Yes. That's right.
You know,
and you
not
see, people down got it back.
Mm-hmm.
They just
I
got it back.
In the church.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with us coming together and having fellowship and praising him and worshiping him and serving him and talking to him. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with all of that stuff. But he said, go out into the world.
That's right. That is true.
You know, and we're not doing that. We're going into the church.
Mm-hmm.
The church.
Back and forth, back and forth.
If
it's a revolving door that's going round
yes,
and round
ma'am.
In the
if
church.
They think about it, Minister Sadie,
mm-hmm.
where was Jesus all the time? It was not the synagogue.
Yeah, that's right. He was walking from city to city, town to town.
Yes, ma'am.
Preaching
it.
And wherever he stopped there, that's where he started ministering at. He wasn't worried
yes,
about
ma'am.
If he had a chair. He wasn't worried about if he
yes,
had a pulpit.
Ma'am.
If he
yes,
had,
ma'am.
You know, if he had all the comforts where we say he stopped. And
yes,
when he
ma'am.
Opened his mouth, he had something to say.
Yes, ma'am.
People just start flocking. They were smiling. It. They wanted to hear what the Messiah
yes,
was saying, what was going on.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. But he wasn't in the church.
No, he wasn't. And people got it so twisted. They think
yes,
if they're not in the building, that it can't go
yes,
on.
Ma'am.
Oh, no. Your best work is out there on the field.
Yes, ma'am. And so we're not training people, and we're not teaching people that we're supposed to go out in the world. We keep telling them about going out in the world, but only to recruit people to come to the building.
Yeah.
We're not telling them to go out into the world to talk about, you know, Jesus. Even though, you know, before he, like, I try to keep getting people to understand, Minister Sadie. They don't understand. Before
uh-huh.
Jesus ever talked about anything spiritual, he talked about physical with people.
Uh-huh.
He talked about where they were. before he ever said, I'm Jesus, or this is God, or it's God's way, or before he ever said any of that stuff, he talked about normal, everyday stuff with them.
Uh-huh.
Before he ever said anything about the kingdom, he talked about where they were.
Mm-hmm.
And what we keep doing is going, tell them to get on our level, and then we can help them. No, get on their level, and then they'll allow you in to help.
Yeah.
I can't help you on my level. You and I aren't on the same level.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm in the church and you're in the street, already there's a barrier.
Mm-hmm.
Already, because you feel that I feel that I'm better than you.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
Even if I don't, you
mm-hmm.
have that assumption about what I think.
Mm-hmm.
And how I see you, and how I feel like you're dirt or beneath me without ever knowing me. And that's why Jesus keeps saying, go out there. And we keep training people to go into church instead of training them to be on somebody's job.
All right, all right.
Go be a professor. Go be a singer. Go be somewhere where the people are. Jesus was always where the people were, not in the synagogue. He only went in the synagogue on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
What's that? Whatever day you want to call it. The
uh-huh.
Sabbath could have been, okay, Saturday for everybody who, no, it ain't Sunday, it's Saturday. Okay, great, Saturday. He only went in the synagogue on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
He spent all his other time in the street.
That's right.
With the people.
That's
and we don't train people to do that. No. When we do train them to do that, we train them to go out there and do, you know, Jesus and this and that. But people don't want to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
They want to hear you care about them.
Mm-hmm.
They want to hear, you know, you give them an encouraging word before you ever ask them about Jesus. They don't even know about Jesus.
That's right.
How can you talk to them about somebody they don't know?
All right.
And tell them how great it is to have a relationship with somebody they never even met.
Huh.
Why don't you have a relationship with them first? Why don't you show them who Jesus is? Why don't you show them what the kingdom of God is about? And then talk to them about the kingdom and watch what those people be receptive. But you first got to show them instead of just telling them. And that's our problem. We always talk.
Uh-huh.
But we're never showing them God. We're never showing them Jesus. We like the person that the Bible was talking about. Be filled and be warm, but not understanding. We don't give them any food, clothes, or water.
Yeah.
We just telling them, oh, go be feeling warm.
Uh-huh.
God bless you.
Uh-huh. Ooh, Jesus. And, you know, a lot of people do that. You know, how can you give them a spiritual food when they're hungry naturally? You got to feed them
yes,
naturally.
Ma'am.
Then they can receive the spiritual food you're trying to say. Just like if you're hungry.
Yes, ma'am.
You go to the church, you're sleeping, you're hungry. You're not retaining nothing that the man
ma'am.
And woman of God is saying, because your stomach is steadily growling and folks looking, trying to figure who that is, looking at you, and you
yes,
feeling
ma'am.
All shame and stuff in here. But you try to, and they're telling you, go on to church. God going to bless you. He going to hear
yes,
you. But
ma'am.
If you got something to bless the man and woman of God right then, go ahead and give it to them. Don't send them on the wedding night if you don't have it. And then sure they have them out there that's trying to do a scam artist. So, but God will let you know. You truly in the faith of God. He let you know who really need help. And you know what? I was looking yesterday on my way, because I didn't get to tell you earlier. I'm in a senior pageant. I'm going to put it on my thing. And it's going to be March the 31st. And... well, I'm going to call you right back. Let me see who this calling me. Hello?